Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 20 of The 80%. Today's episode is about overcoming your fears of losing money when investing. Siyempre, lahat naman tayo takot mawala ng pera. Unfortunately, lahat ng investments ay may risk and because of this, marami sa atin ang natatakot din mag-invest. So, how do we overcome this fear? I'll share with you some tips that has worked for me. Kaya simulan na natin. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I've been giving financial advice since 2007 and in this podcast, I'll share with you interesting money stories, effective financial habits, lessons on entrepreneurship, productivity tips, practical investing strategies, and many more. Thank you for tuning in and now onto the show. A few years ago, I arrived early for a meeting in Parañaque. Initially, bala kong maghanap na lang at maghintay sa isang coffee shop. But then, I realized malapit pala ako sa clinic ng friend ko. So, I decided to pay him a visit and hope that he wasn't busy. I arrived at the clinic and fortunately, wala siyang pasyente kaya nakapagkwentuhan kami. However, after a few minutes, may biglang pumasok ng mga lalaki. It was actually an emergency case kasi nakita ko yung isa sa kanila ay sumisigaw sa sakit, mukhang may dislocated shoulder. Ang narinig ko, naglalaro daw sila ng basketball at parang mali yung pagbagsak ng isa sa mga kasama nila. Upon seeing this, my friend suddenly stood up and approached them. I watched from afar as my friend calmly examined the patient while giving orders to his staff. I tried not to watch because I knew it was not proper for me na makichismis ang nangyayari. But I did saw my friend, with courage and conviction, pop back that shoulder into place na as if sanay na siyang gawin ito. After several more minutes, my friend doctor walked back to me. Grabe, ang galing mo, sabi ko. Para akong nanunood ng Grey's Anatomy kanina in real life. Natawa na lang yung kaibigan ko at sinabi niya na common injury nga daw ang dislocated shoulder, kaya alam na niya yung gagawin niya. Pero nung first time daw niya, kinuwento niya sa akin, talagang ingat na ingat daw siya. Kahit alam niya in theory yung dapat gawin ay may hesitation pa rin siya dahil takot siya na magkamali. But of course, dati yon. Ngayon sa nakita ko, kahit siguro nakapikit siya ay kaya niyang ibalik yung dislocated shoulder ng lalaki. My friend handled that case calmly, with courage and conviction. And as he shared, he wasn't that way during his early years as a doctor. It took training and practice to be how he is now. He equipped himself with knowledge and more importantly, practiced deliberately on how to handle emergency situations like that until it became second nature to him. They spent countless hours of studying and years of training before they could achieve that level of expertise that could save lives. Alam na natin na importante na mag-save at mag-invest. Pero bakit hindi natin ito ginagawa, lalo na yung mag-invest? Sa lahat ng natanong ko, dalawa lang ang parati nilang sinasagot sa akin. Number one, hindi sila marunong mag-invest. At number two, takot silang mawalan ng pera. Of course, ano ang solusyon sa number one? Siyempre, kailangan natin mag-aral tungkol sa iba't ibang mga investments. I'm a firm believer that you should not invest on things that you don't understand. That's why the first step is always to invest in yourself, to invest in knowledge. After that, you're already done with 20% of the work. Bakit 20% lang? Well, because the remaining 80% that you need to become a successful investor depends on your ability to learn the proper behavior that leads to financial success. In short, you need to overcome reason number 2. You need to overcome your fear of losing money in an investment. And how exactly do you do that? Well, I have 2 pieces of advice for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone. Let's take a quick break from the episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps to build a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. Nawalan ka na ba ng wallet? Meron akong kaibigan na for some reason, favorite yata siya ng mga mandurukot kasi 3 beses na siyang nakuhanan ng wallet sa bus at saka sa MRT. According to him, and I agree, ang pinakamasakit kapag nadukutan ka ng wallet ay yung mga IDs at cards na nawala sa'yo. And kung may sentimental value pa yung wallet, masakit din yun. Pero ano ba usually ang sinasabi ng isang taong nawala ng wallet? Sana mabalik man lang yung mga IDs at cards kahit hindi na yung pera. Tama, di ba? Oo, masakit mawala ng pera. People fear and hate losing money. But at the end of the day, considering all things, money is simply just money. Pera lang yon. And more importantly, it can be earned back. This is one of the reasons why I consider learning the habit of saving an essential step in building your wealth. So, make it a habit to save money regularly. Of course, your goal is to save at least 6 months' worth of your expenses. Doing so will create your emergency fund. But also, successfully achieving this goal will serve as motivation and encouragement that even if you lose money in an investment, you can always save and earn back the money. Let that emergency fund remind you that you have great money-saving skills. And fortunately, those are the very same skills anyone will ever need to create an investment fund. That's my first tip on how to overcome your fear of losing money when investing. What's my second piece of advice? Well, let me tell you another story. Back in college, I had a dormmate who loves reading novels. Actually, sa kanya ako natuto ng habit of reading. And since ang dami-dami niyang novels, hindi ko na kailangan bumili kasi madalas, hinihiram ko na lang yung mga libro niya. However, after college, borrowing books from my former dormmate became inconvenient. Thus, I had no choice but to start my own collection. At alam niyo ba, ang una-una kong natutunan sa pagbili ng libro, just because a book is a bestseller doesn't mean that I will like it. In fact, medyo marami rin akong nabiling novels na hindi ko tinapos basahin kasi na-bore na ako or napangitan ako sa kwento. kahit pa nasa bestsellers list siya. On the other hand, may mga libro din akong binili na wala lang out of curiosity kahit na hindi sikat yung author o hindi ko kilala. Naghandahan lang ako sa gist or sa premise ng story na nakasulat sa likod. And fortunately, a good number of these books ended up to be a great read for me. Now, looking at the big picture, I now realize that my novel picking skills will never be perfect. In fact, napapabili pa rin ako ngayon ng mga librong hindi ko nagugustuhan, pero sobrang bihira na lang. I can say that with each good book that I discover, I am able to fine-tune my instincts and make better purchases later on. But more importantly, I discovered that choosing those bad ones were not a total waste of money, because at best, reading them has helped me expand my vocabulary. Now, pagdating sa investments, there's no perfect formula for choosing the best and most profitable investments. And there will be times that you'll make a bad decision and lose money. But you have to look at the big picture. For each investment decision you make, the good ones will fine-tune your skills, while the bad ones will, at best, help you expand your understanding of investments. And lastly, the good news is that when you make it a habit to invest regularly, you will eventually end up with more winners than losers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Be afraid, but do it anyway. When it comes to investing, everyone is afraid to lose money. Ask even the most seasoned investors, and they will confess that they were once a bucket of fear and panic when they started, but they never let their fears paralyze them. They read books, attended seminars, learned from investors, they trained their mind. Then, they put themselves out into the world, they took risks, invested, started a business, and challenged themselves to grow through those difficulties. Now, they don't flinch amidst the chaos, nor panic when markets and economies become volatile. Through training and practice, they have learned how to excel. And you can learn how to do that too. It's okay to be afraid, but you should do it anyway. Because calm, courage, and that sense of conviction when investing can only be achieved if you work through it and face your fears. And that's our episode for this week. Thank you for listening. For the show notes, you can go to bit.ly/the80%. If you still haven't done so, then please follow or subscribe to the 80% podcast. And I hope you can also share this episode to your friends. Moreover, kung meron ka palang tanong, anything about personal finance, business, freelancing, or investments, then you can record a voice memo on your phone and then send it to me. Just email the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. And maybe one of these days, I'll feature your question and answer it in one of our episodes. Lastly, for comments and suggestions, please use #the80% on your social media post so that I can find and read them online. So, that's it for this week. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.